This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was blessed to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate the marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Struggle a little bit with names. There are some names that I just can't remember. And there are some names when I get it into my head and I've pronounced it incorrectly, that wrong pronunciation stays with me for a very long time. And then it's usually somebody like Gerald who will tell me that I've got the name wrong, and he'll tell me the proper pronunciation. So I will then have two pronunciations in my head. And when I come to use the name, I wonder, which one is the right one? Now, I've always had this problem with names, and then the Lord brings me to Hounslow, where there's an abundance of Indian, Iranian, African, Pakistani names to try and get into my head. Other nationalities I get wrong as well. But yet names are so important, and I know that it's very important to get them right. I even managed to get Myrtle's name wrong on one occasion, but she has forgiven me since, I hope. When it comes to names, what will we call the baby? I think we have maybe two or three books in the house of lists of names and the meaning of names for babies. You manage to get the list reduced to a short list of two or three, perhaps. You prefer one name and your wife prefers another. The decision is left off until the baby arrives. If it's a boy, you discount all the girls' names. And then you're down to decide. Friends visit and they ask three questions. What time was he born? What weight was he? And what are you going to call him? Soon the parents reach some type of an agreement and the baby's name is then registered. Names are so important to us. We give our children's names at times perhaps to name them after a famous person. Or perhaps somebody in the family has that name. There's a well-known Old Testament scholar called Tremper Longman III, and he has dedicated some of his books to his son, Tremper Longman IV. So there's a family that has preserved the name for four generations. The name is obviously something that is very important in their family. When Jesus was born to Mary and Joseph, they had no choice to make at all about a name, because God had already given the name. "You will call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." That's the message that God wants to convey to us through the name that he has given to his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are two names that I want to think about this morning. The first that we will think about is the name Emmanuel. What is God telling us when he says that they will call him Emmanuel? And we're not left to guess, because the Bible gives us the meaning of the name Emmanuel. It means God with us. That assures us too that Jesus Christ is God. Because as this baby is born, this is God with us. There are those who tell us that Jesus is not God, that he was simply a godly man or a good teacher. Some say that Jesus was a God, but that is not what the Bible teaches. Speaking about the Jews, Paul the Apostle says, theirs are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of Christ, who is God over all and forever praised. In Hebrews it says, but about the Son he says, your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. The Apostle John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. We wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our great God. He is our Savior. Thomas, who is often called Doubting Thomas, one of the disciples, after the Lord Jesus Christ had died upon the cross, Thomas just could not believe that Jesus was risen from the dead. When Jesus appeared to Thomas, Thomas said to Jesus, my Lord and my God. 2 Peter speaks of the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. So the Bible is a book that has been given to us by God, and it leaves us in no doubt that the Lord Jesus Christ is God. Not just a great prophet, not even the best of the prophets. He is a prophet, but he is God. Not only is Jesus God, but he is God with us. That makes a big difference in our lives, to know that the Lord Jesus Christ is God with us. Because God is not just a big boss up there in the sky. He's not a megastar who doesn't care about his fans. He's not an impersonal, distant ruler. He's not a doting old man who doesn't know the detail of what's going on. This is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. God, the great God of heaven. Almighty God with us in the person of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin Mary and came into this world as a little baby, he identified with humanity. But this was God with us. When we're in trouble, isn't it good to know that God is with us? When we are ill, perhaps when we're facing death, isn't it good to know that God is with us? When tragedy strikes in our lives, isn't it good to know that God is with us? God is a loving, personal, caring God, and he has come to earth that he might be with us. You are to give him the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. The 23rd Psalm is a psalm that is often read at funerals and read to folk who are ill. Why is that? I think one of the reasons is because of the promise. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For you are with me. Emmanuel, God with us. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Emmanuel, God is with us. Jesus Christ is God. We can trust him. We can worship him. We can give our lives to serve him as we are his disciples. We follow him. Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. Why would the Lord Jesus Christ come as a baby to Bethlehem? Why would God do this? Why would God come to earth? We're really asking the question, what really is the Christmas message? Why did the Son of God come to earth? Why Emmanuel? Why God with us? We don't have to search too far before we find that God has given us the answer in the name that he has given to the Lord Jesus Christ. You will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The name Jesus was given from heaven because there was a mission initiated in heaven that God, the Son of God, would come to earth, would take upon himself the name Jesus, that he might proclaim to all that he has come to save his people from their sins. The name conveyed a message. It was a message from heaven. God was saying that he wanted us all to know why he had sent his Son. You are to give him the name Jesus so that people will know that he has come to save his people from their sins. Heaven has shown us love. God has communicated a message of love to the whole of humanity. And this message is that Jesus has come for the very purpose of saving his people from their sins. As you grew up in life, I'm sure you faced the question from a number of adults, what do you want to be when you grow up? I'm not sure. What do you want to be when you grow up? Jesus was given the name Jesus, for he would save his people from their sins. Jesus, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to go to the cross and die to save my people from their sins. That's not something that we would answer. I want to be an architect. I want to be an engineer. I want to work with software. I want to fix computers. I want to be a bank manager. I want to be a minister. We choose things that are going to occupy our time. But the destiny of the Lord Jesus Christ has already been settled in eternity past. From before the foundation of the world was put in place, it was ordained by God that the Lord Jesus Christ would come to this earth. He would take that name Jesus because the purpose of his coming to earth was that he might save his people from their sins. If you ask a person today on the high street, are they saved? Do they want to be saved? I think you would probably get a number of curious looks. Well, what do you mean, saved? Can you imagine the doctor coming and calling at your home someday to say, I've come to save you? You would look at him in unbelief and say, Doctor, I'm not sick. As a matter of fact, I've never felt better. I don't need your help. But here comes the Lord Jesus Christ. He's knocking on our door and he's saying, my name is Jesus. I have come to save my people from their sins. Even in the name that God gives to his Son, God is telling us that we have a problem. And that problem is our sin. Sin is breaking God's law. Sin is not giving our time to worship God. Sin is doing things our way instead of God's way. Sin is being stubborn against God's plan. Sin leaves us spiteful, jealous, bad-tempered, suspicious, resentful. Sin gives rise to child abuse, to murder, to theft. All are a result of sin. And Jesus has come that he might save his people from their sins. The problem with sin is that it ruins our life. It causes misery. It causes unhappiness. Sin makes God unhappy, angry with our sins, angry with us. Sin means that when we die, we will not go to heaven. There's a program on television called The Repair Shop. I don't know if you've seen it. The number of times they bring in an old clock or an old ornament to get it done up, get it fixed, and they tell you the story, this was my grandfather's, and we broken it and we wanted repaired. And then they do a great job at repairing it. And the people who own it come back. And they say, you know, my grandfather would be so pleased if he's looking down on us now. What's the assumption? The assumption is that Granda is in heaven. But if Granda has never accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior, he's not in heaven. It's not for us to judge who goes to heaven, but it is for us to see that unless they repent of their sins, they will perish in their sins. God is a nice God. God is a loving God. And people feel that they can ignore God throughout their whole life. And somehow or other, because they've done no harm, and maybe have attempted to do a little bit of good, that they will go to heaven. But no one gets to heaven unless they come through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No person comes to the Father except through me. I am Emmanuel, God with us. My name is Jesus. I have come that I might save my people from their sins. When God sent Jesus, God intended, and Jesus intended, that he would go and die on the cross. It is important that you understand how the Lord Jesus Christ has dealt with your problem of sin. How can a person be saved? How can a person know that they're going to be in heaven? It's because they need not be sent to hell to be punished for their sins, because Christ has dealt with that problem when he died upon the cross. But people won't believe in what God has done. And if they won't believe, they won't be saved. They will not be in heaven. People won't depend on what God has done, upon what God has said, because they won't believe that they're lost. And they'll cross their fingers and they'll hope that perhaps a loving God will allow them into heaven. I spent a number of years working with prisoners in the prison, sitting in small groups, listening to their conversations, asking the question, why do you think God should let you into heaven? And quite often the answer was, because I've had a tough life. It's been bad for me. The home that I was brought up in was so difficult. My dad left my mom after years of beating her. My mom turned to drugs or to alcohol. I got involved in a gang at a very early age. And this is my third prison sentence. God will surely let me into heaven because my life has been so tough, they say. And we have to bring them back to the truth. His name is Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. We have to have our sins forgiven if we want to be in heaven. A tough life, a hard life, does not merit heaven. The only thing that enables us to be in heaven is that the Lord Jesus Christ has died for our sins. Do you want to be saved from your sins? Then believe what God has said. Believe in the name that God has given his Son, Emmanuel, God with us, God coming down from heaven to earth, becoming a man in order that he might go to the cross and die on the cross for our sins. Put your faith in what God has done. What has God done? Saved his people from their sins. Acknowledge before God that you're sorry for your sin and that you believe that Christ has dealt with the promise and that you're trusting only in the Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to heaven. What a difference that would make to your life. What a difference Christmas would be to you to know that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. to know that God is with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you to the end of the age. In your youth, I will be with you. In your middle age, I will be with you. In your old age, I will be with you. Even if you are to lose your mind to an illness, I will be with you. His name is Emmanuel, God with us, never leaving us for a moment, not even for the blink of an eye, not turning aside and paying attention to something else, but God with us forever, always. They will call him Emmanuel, that we might know that God is with us. They are to give him the name Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. Emmanuel. Jesus. What's in a name? Everything's in a name. The gospel is in a name. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus, saving his people from their sins.